Barry Wittenberry, sits in the back and kind of thin. And well, Gary, as you know, Gary had a major heart attack Monday late afternoon. Gary was playing racquetball at the time, which was very fortunate because some of the men, one of the men at the club knew CPR and was able to keep him alive until emergency got there, and they had to use the electrical shock to keep him going until they got to the hospital. He was turning blue on the floor, almost went home right there at the club, and then they almost lost him in the hospital. It's several hours of operation, and Gary is coming to where he's home now. And what happened was there was a breakdown in the electrical of the, I think it was the left ventricle, lower ventricle, and there was an electrical signal being put out to for the heart to pump, countering all of the other signals, and so his heart was just boom, 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 boom. And what they've done is they go in and they put a counter electrical charge, something like a pacemaker in that order, in that concept, inside of his chest. And if that happens and he's alone, if he had been alone, he'd be home at all about. But since he was not at home, it had nothing to. This will prevent it if it happens again when he's alone. Gary's an avid runner and in excellent health, and this had nothing to do with any of that. The doctor said that this is not an uncommon thing, though no doctor knows why this happens. All they know is that it does happen, and it's designed this counter electrical box that they can put into the chest area to counter if it happens again when he's alone so he can get to the hospital. It may never happen again, and it may happen again. It's just one of those kind of things that are involved in the electrical makeup of the heart. The doctor, when he gave him his, you know, all the general things he had, the doctor said, I don't really like doing this. I never give anybody a lower cholesterol count than I have. And if you saw his count, I mean, it was just amazing. It has no bad cholesterol at all, hardly, and great condition in all of those kind of areas. But whatever reason, God got his attention, or the attention of someone or those around him, one or the other. Remember, God is often dealing not with us. He's dealing with other people. So often we think, what's God doing with me, 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 me? And it may be you, but often God is dealing with someone else. And so we need to be in prayer for Gary in regard to recovery. We need to be in prayer for wisdom in his recovery. I talked to him this morning, and he is taking it easy, which surprises me because I'm very happy about it, but I thought he'd already be out trying to jog 5 miles. But he's taking it easy, and just be in prayer for his wisdom and for his recovery, and then be in prayer whatever God is doing in Gary's life and especially those around him, including us, and being the proper type of friends and all that we should be, that God's will come through in regard to working with Gary. So please bear all that in mind. Footnote. Footnote for your prayer and a footnote for your warning. Talked to Gary again, like I said, a couple of times, went to the hospital and talked to him this morning. Gary is a sharp businessman. Anybody knows him knows that. He sat down with an insurance man and got what he thought was a very good policy. Well, now all the fine print's coming out. And he is just shocked at what he did not know. So we need to be in prayer in the financial area of what the insurance company will or will not pay for. In a word, you might want to look at yours. I'm certainly going to look at mine. And some of the, because he just right out asked the man, told him things he wanted. Oh, yeah. But when you got it down in writing, it isn't there. And he is just really surprised. And we're not talking about somebody. I say this in humor and somewhat in truth. I'm not talking about somebody like that. You can get away with that with me. I'm not a fine print reader. You know, you tell me that's what it says, fine, let me sign it. And but he's a sharp gentleman in business, and now he comes to find out all the truth about the policy that he really does have. So you might want to, if you feel that you might want to look at it, and for this type of, and this really doesn't come under catastrophic, even though it's going to be a tremendous amount of money. The little counter electrical box they put in it, I don't know what else to call it. It's not really a pacemaker, but so we'll just call it the counter electrical shock or the electrical equalizer that they put into his chest. He was talking to his doctor. The doctor said, how much do you think?